This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to anticipate the fulfillment of God's promises. Anticipation is the perfect mindset to keep during the Advent season, a season of expectation that is born out of this long period of anticipation of the coming of the Messiah. When we turn to the book of Acts, we see that's exactly the mindset Paul and Silas maintained after being arrested. They were stripped naked, beaten, put into chains, and in prison. But around midnight, the strangest thing happened. Both Paul and Silas began to sing and pray. Think about that for a moment. It makes perfect sense at midnight to cry out to God or even to complain to Him. Yet despite all they had been through, they chose to sing and worship and to praise Him. We usually think of singing and rejoicing in response to God's blessings. But singing is not always in response to God's actions, but rather in anticipation of them. Paul and Silas's singing was truly a supernatural response. They were able to shift the focus from their pain to their hope. They sang in anticipation of God's promises to be fulfilled. As you think about your own promises and prayers being answered and fulfilled, hold on to these words. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Isaiah 40:31. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, anticipate.